we had, at some point, made a breakthrough in terms of our ability to participate and to get the platform to participate. But once that had happened, we experienced a lot of politically motivated violence taking place, women getting raped and women being beaten, their families being beaten, their families being displaced. And at the end of the day, you find that that platform, that breakthrough that we had almost acquired, then got so destroyed, because right now the women have gone back into their shells whereby they're saying it's now dangerous to participate. So the major challenge is going back into the playing field, as well as getting rid of all these violent tendencies that come with the participation in democratic processes. So the main issue is to do with safety.
What strategies do you as women leaders in Zimbabwe want to use to make sure that you regain back that ground that you had gained a few years ago?
There's need for us as women to be coordinated and to have that approach where we stand against the violence and demand safe, fair and free playing ground for them to participate in democratic processes.